This is the 2019 ASRA 240 word per minute Q&A speed contest selection that was prepared by Janice Plomp and dictated by Jerry and Marge. Ready? Begin. It is my understanding, ma'am, that you were living here in Edmonton in March of 2018, is that correct?
That's right.
Do you happen to recall the address?
Yes, sir. It was 2432 102nd Avenue.
I assume that was a house rather than an apartment?
That's right.
Who was residing at that address with you at that time?
There was just me and my son.
Did anyone else ever live at that residence with you?
Stephanie Peters and Paul Bird.
Do you remember when that would have been?
I think it was in December and January.
So December of 2017 and January of 2018?
I think so. I'm not very good with dates.
Approximately how long did they live with you?
About 2.5 months, maybe. It wasn't very long.
Now I understand that you are related to Paul.
That's right. He is my second cousin.
What about Stephanie?
She was his girlfriend at the time.
Had you met Stephanie prior to December of 2017?
Maybe a couple of times.
So as of March 2018, you had known Stephanie for about how long?
Since they moved in, so that would be about 4 months.
How would you describe your relationship with Stephanie?
It was pretty good. We got along okay.
When Stephanie and Paul were residing at your house, which bedroom were they occupying?
It was the one closest to the front door.
Do you also know someone by the name of Brian James?
Yes, I do.
How do you know Mr. James?
We went to school together in Saskatoon. We became friends again when I moved to Edmonton about 3 years ago.
Now I understand that something unusual happened on March 23rd of 2018.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us about that particular evening?
We went out to celebrate my birthday. We were drinking at the neighborhood pub and then we went back to my house. That's when everything happened.
Let me back up for a moment. Who were you with that evening?
There was Stephanie and Paul and Brian.
Did you all go to the pub together?
Yes, sir. We met at the house and then we drove over together.
Do you know how everyone got to your place?
Maybe a taxi, but I don't actually know. I wasn't paying attention to that.
You indicated a moment ago that Brian was your friend. Had either Stephanie or Paul met him before the evening in question?
I think Stephanie met him once.
Do you recall when that would have been?
It was approximately a month before. She came to drop something off and Brian happened to be there.
So when you were at the pub, what was everyone doing?
We were sitting and talking mostly. I remember getting up to dance a couple of times.
What about drinking?
We were all drinking. Brian was the designated driver, so he only had one or two.
Do you know what you were drinking that night?
I usually drink vodka tonics, so I assume that's what I was drinking that night. I don't actually know, though.
Can you estimate how much you had to drink?
Maybe about 4 or 5. I don't know exactly.
Do you remember what time you left?
It was almost closing time, so it was approximately 1:30.
How would you describe your state of intoxication at that time?
We were all laughing and having a good time, but I don't think anyone was super drunk.
What about Stephanie? Did you make any observations as to her state of intoxication when you were leaving the bar?
She was probably the same as me. We weren't falling down or anything, but we were definitely in no condition to drive.
And the plan was to go back to your house, is that correct?
To continue the party, yes.
Did that involve drinking more alcohol?
Yes, but not a lot. We were mostly just sitting around and listening to music and talking, and then we decided to order a pizza.
Now I understand that Stephanie and Paul got into an argument at some point in time.
That's right.
Did you know what they were arguing about?
Stephanie told me the next day, but I didn't know at the time.
When did the argument start in relation to when you got back to the house?
It was about an hour later. I remember because the pizza had already been delivered.
How did the argument end?
Paul got up and left, and then Stephanie went into the bathroom for a little while. I could tell that she was crying.
Did you see any interaction between Stephanie and Brian at the house?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Did you see them talking or hanging out together?
We were all talking. We were all sitting in the kitchen eating pizza. I didn't notice anything unusual, if that's what you're asking.
Can you describe your state of intoxication at this point in time? Do you think it was more or less than when you were leaving the pub?
That's difficult to say, but it was probably about the same.
Did you make any observations in regards to Stephanie?
What do you mean?
Can you describe her state of intoxication?
She was probably about the same as me.
What about Brian?
I don't know how much he was drinking, but he seemed to be okay.
What happened after the argument and Paul left the residence?
That was pretty much the end of the party. I told Stephanie she could sleep in her old bedroom, and I told Brian he could sleep on the couch in the living room.
Did everyone go to bed at that point?
Pretty much, yes. I believe Brian was watching television for a little while.
Can you estimate what time that would have been?
I don't know, but it was probably about 3:30.
What happened next?
I got up about 20 minutes later. I couldn't sleep, so I went into the living room to get a cigarette. Brian wasn't there, so I figured he went to sleep in the bedroom in the basement.
Did you hear anything at that point in time?
I don't think so, no. I don't recall hearing anything.
Specifically, do you recall if you heard any conversation?
I didn't hear any voices. I would have remembered that.
Do you know if the door to Stephanie's bedroom was open or closed?
It was definitely closed.
Did you do anything else at that time?
No, I got my cigarettes and went back into the bedroom. A few minutes later, I could hear screaming and yelling.
Were you able to recognize the voice or voices?
It was Stephanie.
What happened next?
I ran out to the living room. I was scared, but I wasn't really thinking about that.
What was the first thing you observed?
Stephanie was screaming at Brian, and she was hitting him on the chest.
Was Brian saying anything?
I heard him say it was a misunderstanding.